Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Dave Glauser's producing. You can pick us up on X at Real Golf or catch us where your favorite podcasts are found. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading us, however you access the show. Wrapping up 25 years of talking golf with you. Just a few more shows left in the year. Thanksgiving is coming up, and wishing you and yours all the best there. Hey, coming up next week, we got a special show. We will be broadcasting from the Jamaica Pro-Am, Annie's Revenge, in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and we're excited to be out there. Tom Jaronski and the Golf Connection, you know, Donnie and the Jamaica Tourist Board and the whole group. I think Cobra Puma is sponsoring that. They'll be out there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We got some friends coming out and excited to renew some acquaintances with some old friends. This is something that we did a lot. If you're familiar or following the show for years, we used to be there every single year, and now we're going to be back. So I'm excited to get back there, excited to take a look. I've been watching the weather. There is going to be some liquid sunshine, Bob.
Yes,
I don't know if you noticed.
I can see that 40-45%.
But otherwise, everything Irie in Jamaica, man. We're excited to go take in the just the feel. It's always fun. It's a good feel out there in Jamaica. So look forward to the show coming up next week from Jamaica. Hopefully you'll join us for that. So
yeah,
and hopefully we'll get a lot of y'all joining us now that we're going to be involved again to come back next year and. Let's all do this. Let's put a big group of Real Golf Radio listener contingency out there and have a good time. Maybe we can throw a little Real Golf Radio incentive tournament within the tournament. We'll come up with something. We'll do something fun with that.
Yeah. I like that.
Jeff Babineau is going to join us coming up later this hour. He's at the Annika, which, by the way, I just love. That just rolls off, the Annika. Like, it just sounds like a prestigious event, and it is certainly becoming one for sure. Best players in women's golf are playing this week in Florida. We'll talk about that. Caitlin Clark stopped by for the Pro-Am. She nearly took out some spectators in one of her shots that were lining way too close. I'm going to get some stories. I can't wait to talk to the caddy about this. I'm sure he's got a dozen stories about players, you know, that are people getting hit and all that kind of stuff. But she took it like a champ, and we'll hear from Jeff on Caitlin Clark playing in that, plus some of the players and contenders. We'll look to the year end. And Rory says he'd pay to play in the Ryder Cup. Your thoughts? That's all coming up as we get going here on Real Golf Radio.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles. $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks for joining us. This segment brought to you by Black Desert Resort. Did you know they're in their preview period? If you loved what you saw on TV during the Black Desert Championship, you can go to blackdesertresort.com and book your preview stay. The resort's still under construction, but the hotel is open. Rooms are available. Tee times are available. Make sure you book early, especially with the holidays coming up. Had a chance to play this week, and it was phenomenal. BlackDesertResort.com. Real estate opportunities available as well. BlackDesertResort.com. And we thank you for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. We're talking about in the open about this time of year, and you know, you start to look at, especially those of us that are in seasonal weather and it starts to get a little bit colder, you start saying, what are some of the things that I need to work on? What are some of the areas of my game that I can improve? And if you've actually taken the time in the Gin app or whatever other app that you might use, you can actually track some stats throughout the year. Go take a look at them. Do you tend to miss off the tee right or left? Do you tend to miss, you know, par fives going into, I think that's another one. Like when you talk about course management, par fives going into, what is your birdie percentage and going for two versus laying up? You know, those kind of things I think are interesting to see. You know, if you play, if you're at a country club and you play that course predominantly, what are the holes that give you the biggest problem? Again, if you are entering those scores, you can start compiling some stats and seeing how you do on those certain holes if you enter them hole by hole scores. So I think there's a lot of benefit into tracking some of that. And then sitting down when you are jonesing to go out and play some golf, but the weather won't allow it, sit inside, start taking a look, and then start thinking of some strategies or what are some different ways that you might be able to attack a particular hole or a particular nine or what have you. And see if there's some areas that you can, you know, shave some things off mentally. And then, of course, you also have all the benefits of indoor practice facilities these days with TrackMan and otherwise that, you know, can show. You know, I was on a TrackMan at Black Desert. Inside their 20th hole, they have 5 indoor hitting bays with TrackMan. And I don't know if they're all this way. I haven't hit on a TrackMan for a bit. But this particular setup had video impact. Have you seen that?
Interesting.
Uh-uh. Yeah. So you actually had... So not only did it give you your, you know, your path and your, you know, your smash factor, your club speed, you know,
right,
spin directions, all that kind of stuff, but then there was this little time lapse video that was not time lapse, but this little short caption of video right at impact that's probably slowed way down, and it shows the club face coming into the ball, and it shows you if you hit it out on the toe. You can see it. You can see exactly where the ball is making it. It's actual video. It's not just, you know, stats or whatever. So
right.
data. Right. It's not just data. So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool, like super helpful. And one of the things that I was encouraged about is, you know, I spent last couple of years trying to really reroute my path from being a little outside in to more inside out. And it was cool to see that even though I didn't feel like I was hit striking it all that well, I was still coming inside out on that path. So anyway, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. When I used to caddy for my dad, we'd be going out to a tournament or whatever. And he kept all of his yardages. He didn't have yardage books then, back then. He kept all of his yardages on a scorecard, and he would verify those yardages when he got to the golf course. But he'd pull that, he had this shoebox of nothing but scorecards in it for the golf courses that he played. And he'd pull that card out and he'd put it in his pocket. And when we were on the plane, he'd be going through that card and he kind of sit back, kind of close his eyes and then just visualize playing the golf course, getting ready to play the golf course as part of what you could be doing with your game. And that kind of thing is visualizing the courses that you play or the golf course that you predominantly play. And that's something you could do during the winter on those cold days to be able to get yourself ready to play that golf course.
I like that. That's super cool. And then, you know, our famous interview that we did with Byron Nelson, of course, you know, he talked about his diary that he kept. Mm-hmm. And going into that year, 1945, when he won 11 in a row and 18 times that year, he went back the year previous and he, yep. in his diary, he wrote two things: careless shots,
chip poorly.
He repeated it a couple of times. He was an old man, Bob. Don't laugh at
him. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Careless shots. Chip poorly. Yeah. So interesting that a player at that level would hit careless shot. What is a careless shot? I mean, is it a three putt? Is it a bad lag putt? Is it when you're laying up and you lay up to a bad spot? Does that drive you? Is that the worst thing ever? You're like, should I go for this? No, I'm going to play conservatively. And then you lay it up in a bunker or you hit it into the trees or something like that.
That's a careless shot. You bet.
That's a careless shot.
I think a careless shot, when I think of careless shots, is just not giving the shot being very routine, very normal. You've got 125, you're going to hit your pitching wedge or you're going to hit your gap wedge or whatever, and it's just a standard shot and you don't give it the focus that you should and you hit it very poorly. Yeah. That's a careless shot to me.
So that's your dad was big on routine. He was big on his process, right? And if anything distracted him, the club went back in the bag and he'd start over. I don't know that I'm an advocate for that on the amateur level, the club level, because it's just for pace of play and whatnot. But there's got to be some element of focus. You got to give all this. Even at a very short version, I'm talking about maybe it's a 2 second reset, but you've got to still hit that shot with the same focus you would as if the club championship depended on it, kind of thing. And I think that's, you know, I think that's what careless shot is, right? You're just like, oh man, I wasn't really paying attention. I was talking right up until impact. I was talking to my buddies or whatever. And you miss a green when you shouldn't have missed a green, for instance.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's a relatively easy shot and you just don't give it the full attention it needs.
All right, Bob, I want to work with you this winter. I want to develop one new shot, not develop, but I want to hone one new shot, and it's probably going to be a short game. I want to work with you on some short game stuff, but I gotta get one. If I can add one better shot option around the greens or into the greens, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
And it might be lag putting. It might be putting from off the green. Are you a putting off the green guy?
Yeah, I can do that.
I struggle. Like, let's say I've got a 50, 60 footer and I've got 8 feet of it as fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm awful. Absolutely awful. I chip it almost 95% of the time because it just, I can't, I don't know how hard to swing the putter through the, the slower grass so that it doesn't go too hard through the, you know, the green, speeds once it hits the green. So I don't know. So that might be one.
So it's a different of judging the speeds on both and combining it to get it close to the hole. Yeah.
But I play with guys that are brilliant with, at it. They'll putt it from 30 yards off the green. You know, Texas wedge.
My dad used to do that too as he got older.
Did he?
Yeah. He didn't like chipping. He didn't want to lay the sod over the, over the ball.
Well, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. But yeah, so... Anyway, those are a couple of things that, you know, I've never really worked at chipping with the hybrid or the fairway wood from off the green, you know, bump and run with like a 7-iron. I haven't really worked much with that kind of move. So maybe there's some things like that. But anyway, we got to work on that. That's got to be part of the project. So among other, along with getting the heft off. Is that what you said?
Getting the heft off.
Got to remove some heft. Hey, we'll take a short break. Thanks for enduring that one. Well, I guess that was... That was the Real Golf Radio Journal edition segment. That was the journal segment. Hopefully that's okay. Hopefully it gave you some pause or something to think about on your game. When we come back, a lot of topics to get to. Rory says he would pay to play in the Ryder Cup. I want to get Bob's thoughts on that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Thanks again for joining us. At Real Golf is where you can find us on Twitter. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Wrapping up year 25 of the show. Really appreciate all of you for tuning in and those that have followed us. It's fun to run into y'all and have you say you listen to the show and some of those things. So it means a lot. So we really appreciate that. Some topics to get into. Hopefully you've just spent the last 3 minutes on that break thinking, what am I going to do here? I'm going to improve my short game. No, I'm not going to go into that. But Rory says he would pay to play in the Ryder Cup. This is coming off of reports that the U.S. players are going to get paid $400,000 to play in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
So $400,000 is equivalent to what these days? About a top five finish on the PGA Tour? Probably. It's got to be somewhere
there. I think it was correct. That on the PGA Tour. In the Tour Championship, it was like probably a top 10 or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's an elevated, big money.
Yeah, it's an elevated event, of course.
But, you know, when you're talking about guys that are winning, $2, $3 million for first place, you're probably down that $500,000, probably right at top 10. But if you're winning $1.5 million for first place, third or something's probably in that $400,000, so it's a top three or four finish on a regular event, maybe top, 10 finish on an elevated
signature event.
This is definitely signature event. There's signatures events. There's major championships within those signature events. And then there's the Ryder Cup, right? Like let's make no mistake. If you think only two events could survive in professional golf, it would be the Masters and the Ryder Cup.
100%.
Okay, everybody out there, I hear you. What about the Open Championship, the Claret Jug? I hear you. I get it. This is open for interpretation. There's going to be a myriad of topics. Hey, if you're an American, it's got to be the U.S. Open, perhaps. I don't know, but for me, it's the Masters and the Ryder Cup. Those are the main events. If I talk about all of the major sporting events that I wouldn't want to lose, it's probably March Madness and the Super Bowl. Right? I mean, those are. When you think general sports to me, and other people would choose other things, right? The World Series we just watched was amazing. But when it comes to golf, it's the Masters and the Ryder Cup. So considering the Ryder Cup has that elevated status, considering that the PGA of America is charging $750 for a day pass, all of those things into account.
But you get food and unlimited food and non-alcoholic beverages.
I'm not saying it's a terrible deal. By the way,
it's not.
Into the realm of World Series, Super Bowl, March Madness, right? We just put
and
it
it's
in.
It's still not quite there yet.
It's not those things, but it's in that realm. So a $750 ticket's, that's low for, Super Bowl tickets are tens of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
Considering, right? I don't think it's that bad. Mm-hmm. Now, the idea though, Here's my issue. Are the players almost holding out or requiring that they be paid or compensated in order to compete in this, or they don't want to play in it? Or is this just simply saying, hey guys, the event is awesome, right? We all love it. We're all participating in it. This thing is like the biggest thing in golf. How about a little something for the effort?
I was going to say, I was thinking that in my mind. Hey, how about something for the effort?
Something beyond total consciousness. These guys want something beyond total consciousness when they die. But 400, and then the other side of the coin is $400,000 really move the needle for these guys? I don't know. I guess I'm somewhere between, there were a lot of the greatest players in the world that went before these guys of today.
Right.
And they happily participated in this event. It was something that they felt an honor. If you want us to replay the Dave Stockton interviews about the tears in their eyes and all that kind of stuff and how much it meant to them to be part of the Ryder Cup, no money can buy that. You can't buy that feeling, right? And so it does cheapen it just a little bit when they are being paid to play in it. But I don't really fault them for being paid to play. They are the stars of the show. Those are my thoughts. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think there's a couple of interesting things. First of all, that the players have to push as hard as they have that some players have kind of stepped out and made vocal statements regarding wanting to be played and that kind of thing. And, it makes them really look bad. In case in point, Patrick Cantlay, David Duvall, Marco Mira. These are the guys that have kind of pushed the issue and are wanting to be compensated for their time and their effort in playing. On the opposite side, you look at Shane Lowry, Tommy Fleetwood, Rory McIlroy, Tyrrell Hatton, all those guys basically on the same page as Rory McIlroy saying, you know what, I'd pay to play. And if you're going to be giving us $5 million and splitting it up between 12 of us, you know what? Use it for the DP World Tour. Use it for the Challenge Tour. And we're great. We're all unanimous in our thoughts that we don't need to be paid because this is the purest form of sport. And Rory said purest form of sport in golf in today's world is Ryder Cup and Olympics. So that's Rory.
Okay. I love what Rory says. And I love what the European team says. I love the philosophy. It makes you, it's endearing to the fans, isn't it?
It means more than just another golf tournament.
If you're going to pay, here's an idea. If you're going to pay the players, then why don't you pay the winning side more than you're going to pay the losing side? I mean, you want to be paid? Go freaking win.
Go win. I like that. That's a great idea.
And maybe it's a winner take all. Hey, you each get $1 million if you win the Ryder Cup. $12 million purse out there. But it all goes to the winners.
Yeah.
You lose, you get nothing.
You get nothing unlike it.
That's right. Let's keep them going. Let's keep those Caddyshack references rolling. So, or it's $1 million for first place and it's $250,000 for showing up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it happens to be. If money has to be there, I'm kind of with you. I like that, these guys are thinking about the future. They're thinking about dominating the Ryder Cup for decades to come for the next generation. So let's put that money into developing those players. Otherwise, the event goes away, right?
So it bolsters. The PGA Tour has always been the big boy, the top of the heap. The European Tour. Second in that list of tours around the world, and it helps bolster their tour. These players are looking back and saying, you know what? We're going to play in this thing no matter what. Take that extra money and bolster the tour. Make it better.
That's actually probably the best point made of this whole discussion is...
Absolutely.
The European Tour, their biggest event is the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
And it's kind of the only thing they have to hang their hat on. Because why else would you play the European Tour if you didn't have Ryder Cup implications? I mean, and I'm not trying to down, but these guys are all playing in America. They want to play on the PGA Tour because those are the highest events. And the PGA Tour players are like, I want to play in the Ryder Cup, but I always have the PGA Tour to fall back on. So, there's that. Anyway, interesting discussion. Jeff Babineau joins us next. We'll hear what he has to say. He's out at the Annika out there in Florida. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get
the idea.
And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend Jeff Babineau, who's joining us from the Onica. He's writing for Global Golf Post this week. Jeff, how are you, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate, we count blessings. You put those turkey feathers up there. You're right up there. We appreciate all the time you give us throughout the year. So thank you. Thank you again for this week. But you're out there at the Onica. First of all, the Onica hasn't been around under that name for very long. But, man, does it sound good. The Onica. Like, that makes it sound like the event you got to be at, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely become a non-major major out here. It's a big event, big purse, good support behind it. Onica, all in, you know, she does a clinic out here tomorrow. She'll do a clinic for kids, plays in the Pro-Am, and is out here to take pictures and sign a lot of autographs. And, you know, it's cool. It means something to the players. It meant a lot to Lilia Vu last year to win it. She is a player, came up in California, always looking up to Onica, so to get a trophy handed to her from Onica was a really cool thing. And a few weeks later, you know, she was down in Naples, or a week later, showing up Player of the Year, so that was cool. And this week, Nelly Cord is here, the top eight in the world are here, so it should be a really good shootout.
Yeah, I was going to say, the players that are playing this week and supporting this event are like you said, players that have grown up in the system and, you know, seen Onica play. They've seen some of the other greats play. And besides this, there's only like one other event this year before the LPGA Tour is over. So all these ladies want to be in there and playing.
Yeah, it's a big week for a lot of players. I mean, the cards are at stake, you know, for a lot of players, this will be their last start. You're trying to get the top 100 keep cards, the top 80 keep good status for next year. So you're trying to play your way into that. You're trying to play your way into the top 60 to get to next week, where the first place, you know, they play their tour championship different. All the players that get there start off on equal footing. There's none of this, you know, starting out at 10 under. And you go for a $4 million first prize, so pretty nice payday. There's kind of a lot of tournaments within the tournament this week. So as players, it's key to kind of block out as much of that as you can. Just play your best and see where you fall.
Jeff Babineau joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Lexi Thompson's playing. What's your thoughts on Lexi? And, I mean, she announces her retirement. She's been a big figure in the game. And is she going to be, do you think we'll see her kind of sprinkle in here and there, or is she going to shut it down completely, do you think?
You know, she hasn't really shared where her plans will be and what ending a full-time career means. I think she's played a lot better since the announcement. I think it's kind of freed her up to go out there and really play and not stress out about competing, you know. She's always been kind of a, as you watch her, she looks like a nervous player, just the way she plays. But she's a powerful player, and she's great with the fans, spends a lot of time signing for kids. And, you know, out here, she's the Pied Piper for sure. That's the player everyone wants to watch. So it'll be interesting to see how much she plays moving on and how much it interests her. But, you know, Brenly Romine, I had hired years ago at Golf Week. He was here this week working for Golf Channel, and he's running around working on PGs, talking to players about retirement. Seems like we're losing a lot of players out here on this tour because you're going to have families. Brittany Lindsacombe is stepping away this week as a full-time player. she's been a great entertainer out here. And it's just, you know, the fire only burns for so long, and they're ready to do something else. So it's, and maybe now players are making enough money where they can step away and do it comfortably. So certainly Lexi can. She's made a lot of money out here. And as we go forward, it'll be interesting to see how much we see her.
You got the number one player in the world, Nelly Korda, playing this week. Back in the mix, didn't go to a bunch of the Asian events, but Nelly Korda's back. It's good to see that. What are some of her comments and things that you noticed from being able to to see her and talk and interviews and that kind of thing?
Yeah, she was kind of curious to see how she would play yesterday. It was her first round back in, I think, since mid-September. She only had one start after the Solheim Cup. At the Solheim Cup, she started experiencing some migraine headaches, and it kind of led her into a little bit of a neck injury. So she's kind of been playing through that down in Bradenton, where she lives, just not too far from here on the west coast of Florida. But she's been playing out of a golf cart. So to get out here and walk, and I think she felt that mid-round yesterday. She kind of hit a wall a little bit, then turned it on, had a big finish. But she was kind of curious to see how she performed this week. She's won this event twice, and they only had five versions. And this is the fifth version. So she's had really good success here, plays really well in Florida, and she expects to hold a trophy up, I think, on Sunday.
So, Jeff, one of the big stories in all of women's sports is Caitlin Clark, and she says, hey, I'm going to be a professional golfer. She tees it up in the Pro-Am. She kind of shanks one into the crowd. First of all, I mean, there's a lot of trust by that gallery. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I get nervous with pros, you know, when I'm lining tee boxes. But, you know, amateurs, they're nervous. Anyone's had an opportunity to do that, it's super nervous. And I don't know about I don't know how smart it is to line that close to. But talk us through her being there, that whole situation. I know you did a story on that for Global Golf Post.
Yeah, I'm just thankful in my 30-plus years being out here and covering golf, that watching all these Tiger Pro-Ams and seeing those amateurs, I didn't cover a death one day, because it is scary out here. I mean, these guys are not, you know, they're amateur players. Caitlin Clark made that comment on, you know, they asked what she's going to do in the offseason. She kind of jokingly said, yeah, I'm going to turn pro and play golf. And just kind of jokingly, and a lot of people kind of hung her up on that comment. She's trying to tell us this week, you know, hey, it was a joke, you know. And she just plays maybe once a week. So this is about a 16 handicap. But I think you just saw her star power and just the attention she brought. And asking the tournament organizers here what it meant to the Pro-Am, having her here. The comment was the ticket sales were up 12 times what they had been in the past.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And she's a needle mover. And, she handled it well. She was part of a leadership conference and spoke with Annika to probably a group of maybe 300 women on Tuesday. And she's impressive. You know, I think you forget she's 22. She got me involved watching women's hoops last year in March. It was kind of cool to watch. And I think a lot of people jumped on that wagon. So it's cool that she can bring that star power over to golf. All these little girls, young kids are watching her, thinking, hey, maybe that's something I want to try one day.
And you actually you talked to the lady that got the golf ball, huh?
Yeah. So she hit one off the heel of the shaft pretty much on the third hole here, par three, into the crowd. Luckily, no one got hurt. I saw the lady, I was walking along with her in the front, and the lady came up and said, yeah, I got her ball. And I'm like, really? And I go, can I see it? And I didn't doubt the woman, because her arm was all scraped up and cut up from reaching into this prickly bush. And she pulled out a Titleist 22, and I'm thinking, yeah, that probably is Caitlin's ball. and I mean, the price of fame, right? She wanted to try and get her to sign it. That wasn't going to happen. She could only sign for a little bit. It got crazy.
Yeah.
But it was nuts out here. It was kind of, it's kind of a smaller scale. Reminded me of the days watching Tiger come out here, and just the electricity of what one person could do to a golf tournament. So it was kind of cool to watch, and Yeah, Caitlin definitely has the golf bug, so hopefully we'll see her out here again.
What do you think the state of the game, women's game, is right now? It's pretty on the uprise with a lot of the newer players coming out too.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's on the uprise. You got a lot of good, really good players for sure. It's just a matter of accepting the role as, you know, if you're playing out here on this tour, you don't only need to play it, but you need to sell it too. So they're all, it's like the old days when Patty Berg and Kathy Whitworth would get in their cars and drive to the next event, you know, and put on clinics, and they're selling a tour and wanting people to come out and see. I've always covering the LPGA through the years, I watch the tournaments and think, wow, this is a tour really where I think a lot of men players can learn a lot about the game. I used to send people out to watch Emily Klein. I tell a story all the time. Emily Klein, I go watch her play. I tell my buddy, you're not going to hit it like Ernie Els or Tiger. But if you go watch Emily Klein play, and she's hitting, you know, hybrids from 170, 160 yards, no length, go out here and shoot 4 or 5 under par, maybe you can do that, you know, if you manage your game and think your way around a golf course. So I think there's a lot to learn, and it's a good vehicle for spectators to come out, and certainly beginning players to come out, watch the game and watch some of these players. They're impressive, man. You think you want to dismiss, oh, geez, it's women's golf. But it's incredible. I mean, to watch Nelly Korda, her quiet power she has in her swing and how she hits the ball, it's fantastic. So I think it's a tour that could do a better job of selling itself. And I think that's the key as it goes forward into the future.
Jeff Babineau is our guest here on Real Golf Radio. He's at the Annika this week and on the LPGA Tour, and a lot of exciting stuff happening there. Nelly's my swing inspiration. I've said it openly on this show for the last couple of years. There's some of her videos that are out there that are just on repeat, just hitting like, it looks like a short iron, you know, maybe a 9-8 iron.
Yeah.
And it's just butter, right? And I'm like, okay, it's a simple move. It's back, it's through. It's back, it's through. And you know, you watch Rory, and I've even heard people explain Rory and Tiger swings where you take it back and then you got to sit into it and then you got to, you know, put, and I'm like, I can't, first of all, I have no, you know, I can't do that. My body's not built for that. And so, you know, not that my body resembles anything about Nelly Korda, by the way. In fact,
are you not in the next swimsuit issue?
nobody's called, Jeff. Can you believe it? Nobody's called. I remember a Golf Digest article way back in the day or something. It was one of those magazines, and it talked about if you wanted to, you should model your swing after a player on tour of your particular body type. And I was like, I do not want to swing like Stadler. That's not what I'm going for here. And nevertheless.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you look through the years, some of the great swings in golf, and you think Beth Daniel and Kari Webb, right? I would never, Annika was always a different kind of swing where she pulled her head up at impact and had that David Duvall move. So that wasn't something a lot of people are going to kind of copy. But through the years, it's been some fantastic. Kelly Robbins, I remember it back in the day, swear. Just, you know, and always a lot of people think Mickey Wright had the best swing of all. So there's some great ones out here, and there's some great stuff to watch. And it's a good tour to watch. There's a lot of global, you know, this is really the first real true global tour as well. I have Ronnie Yin out here now from China, who's a fantastic player at 22. You forget all these players are in their 20s, so it's definitely a lot of future in front of all these players.
No doubt.
You know, transitioning to another news announcement this week, we've heard that the Ryder Cup daily tickets are going to be about $750 there in New York at Bethpage.
Yep.
And the players now are going to be making about $400,000 a piece to participate in the event. And Rory came out and said that he would play or pay to play in the event, as well as some of the other European team members. Your thoughts on what's shaking up or what's happening right now with Ryder Cup?
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a tough issue, I think, because honestly, you know, it'd be like putting on a huge concert. If you guys want to put on in your backyard, you bring some stars there and the whole neighborhood comes out paying $20 a head. I mean, who are they there to see? You know, these guys are the stars of the show. They kind of make it go. And I get it. The tradition of it is you showed up, played for your country. You know, the other weeks of the year, you get paid for that, basically. And now it is interesting. I think that's part of Europe's success is how they embrace it as a team. They all put aside differences that week. They get along that week. These guys are tight. They always carried the reputation that they cared more about it, which definitely hurts the Americans who did care a lot more, you know, as much about it, certainly. I mean, I went to a lot of U.S. losses, and don't tell me those guys didn't care about it. And when you ask them about it, they quickly wanted to punch you. So it's something they're born with. I mean, I think it's just part of a culture thing. I think if you're a young European player, if you're Luke Donald growing up, you're making putts on the practice green or whatever club you're at, thinking about winning the Ryder Cup. And here, you're thinking about winning the Masters or the U.S. Open or the PGA, you know, some of these majors they play in. And it's an individual game, and all of a sudden you're asking guys to come together and play as a team and embrace a team atmosphere and team culture. And some guys do it better than others. And, you know, Rory's a guy who this thing has swept him over. He once called it just an exhibition, and he's certainly walked that comment back and feels it's the best tournament he plays in every other year. So that's kind of cool. I mean, it certainly is. It's few tournaments get the passion going like that one. And that's what makes it so special. And that's why people line up and pay those $800 entry tickets, I guess, to go see the event in New York, even though you're not going to see much with four groups out there and a whole lot of fans. But the atmosphere is certainly cool, and it's just cool to be a part of that whole thing. So we'll see how it goes in New York. We always knew that one was going to be different. We're seeing that with ticket prices, right?
Absolutely.
But certainly you pay it at the box office at some other event to see. So, you know, the talent, I guess, wants a cut of the pie. So it's different, but it's certainly understandable, I think, on certain levels.
Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. With just four more Saturdays in college football, Week 12 kicks off with a big Saturday slate. Top 25 games include Deion Sanders in Colorado, number 18, hosting Utah at home. Will Travis Hunter be the first-round draft pick and or the Heisman Trophy winner? The Clemson Tigers, number 17, will face Pittsburgh on the road in an ACC matchup. The Longhorns, sitting at number 3, will face off against Arkansas. Ohio State Buckeyes will look to keep their near-perfect record with only one loss against Northwestern. Navy will look to stay afloat and not sink against the hot green wave, Tulane, number 25. Number 9, Alabama, will host Mercer. 21, LSU Tigers will go against the Gators. The Mustangs, sitting in the 14th spot, will play Boston College at home. Number 8, Notre Dame, will host Virginia. 22, Louisville travels on the road to face off against Stanford. Penn State, number 4, will go against Purdue. 23 and 24 will battle it out. South Carolina hosts Missouri. Number 20, Kansas State, will go against Arkansas. San Jose State set to play number 13, Boise State. Wisconsin will battle number 1, Oregon. Tennessee and Georgia, 6 and 11, will face off. The Battle of the Aggies, Texas A&M and New Mexico State. Speaking of New Mexico, the Lobos will host number 19, Washington State, and number 7, BYU, goes against Kansas. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. For the diehard football fan like me, the Canadian Football League will showcase its 111th Grey Cup this Sunday night at BC Place in Vancouver as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers face the Toronto Argonauts. I became hooked on the league over the past 10 to 15 years, especially in the late 2010s, when virtually every game was on either ESPN or ESPN+. Two seasons ago, the league moved the telecast to CBS Sports Network, where they get the slick production of Canada's TSN network. And CBS Sports Network is where you'll find this Sunday's season finale. Let's talk about the differences between the two leagues. The CFL has three downs to the American four, a field that is 65 feet wide as opposed to 55 feet, and a field that is 110 yards long. Yes, you can have the ball at your own 53-yard line. The CFL has a 3-minute warning instead of a 2-minute one. There are 12 players on the field for each team instead of 11. The goalposts are on the goal line in the CFL, where the NFL's used to be, and there are no fair catches north of the border. Those are just some of the differences. There's no argument the NFL is a more talented league, but a good portion of CFL rosters are filled with college players on them from all divisions that couldn't make the NFL. Going back to the 80s, Warren Moon won 5 Grey Cups in Edmonton before coming to the NFL, and he is the only player to be in both leagues' Hall of Fames. In the 1990s, Doug Flutie started in the NFL before heading north, and then he came back south to finish his career. Also, what got me hooked on the CFL is that the season starts as the NHL and NBA playoffs end, and it carries you right through the summer. It's a nice alternative to baseball on many weekend nights. I urge you to give the league a try, this Sunday or next June. It satisfies the summer football itch for me. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, welcome in. It's hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Dave Glauser producing. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle. I don't know why this music just makes me want to pause and let it play a little bit. I don't do this on the regular open, the first hour open. Just on the second hour open. I just want to pause, let it go a little bit. Maybe it's that bass. That bass is just like so good. Just strumming that bass. Hey, thanks to Jeff Babineau who joined us in hour number one. Always appreciate Babs. You know, he sounded a little soft. I mean, like soft-spoken. I know he's had some health problems and some things going on. So wish Jeff all the best for sure. Still to come here on the back nine, we're going to catch up with my instructor, my swing instructor, and our good friend Derek Fox from Impact Golf is going to stop by with some tips on, you know, what to do this time of year to get your game in shape for next season, especially those that are in cold weather climates. There's a lot of things you can be doing and a lot of good indoor facilities that you can take advantage of. So we'll hear from Derek Fox, plus America's favorite caddy will stop by. Yeah, we're going to have some good stories. Caitlin Clark ripping one, shanking one right through the gallery to the left side of the tee box just brings all kinds of story opportunities for the caddy. I can't wait. It'll be good.
And he'll have some good ones, no doubt about it.
You know, even the best players in the world, I still am not comfortable standing along the ropes, leaning my head in, craning my neck towards that tee shot. Like, that's... Ooh.
And it's coming, baby. It is coming fast.
Yeah, 200-mile-an-hour ball speed. You do not want to eat that thing.
Not at all. You don't want to let it hit you, period. Oh. I was watching my dad play once when I was probably 13 or 14 down in San Diego at the San Diego Open. And standing out to the right of the green on the 12th hole, that big long par four going out.
Yeah.
Dave Eichelberger hit a 5-wood and everybody goes, 4-right. So I ducked my head, covered. And the guy pulled me right into it. It hit me right in the thigh.
Oh.
And I had a bruise on my thigh for a long time, for about a week, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you could be the human shield for that guy.
Yeah. And it went back up on the green.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somebody actually at the U.S. Open called it a meat shield. I've never heard that before. That was... that's a little... Hey, we'll get into it all next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. He's Bob Casper and Brian Taylor. Dave Glauser producing at Real Golf is on X. Give us a follow and download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Thanks for being a part of the show. 25 years talking golf with you here on Real Golf Radio. So we're talking about Rory McIlroy saying that he would pay to play in the Ryder Cup. Jeff Babineau joined us in hour number one talking about the Annika. And what a great event that is. I wanted to shift gears across the pond. The DP World Tour, speaking of Rory, he is, remember last week we spent pretty much the entire show talking about Rory McIlroy and his comments that he wants to be known as and be, you know, come the greatest European player ever.
Yeah.
And what are some of those things that he would need to do? And one of those is he has the opportunity to win his sixth Order of Merit, which is essentially the DP World Tour Championship. And that would tie, I think, Nick Faldo, and he'd be two behind Monty.
Colin Montgomery.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so right now he's in perfect position. They're playing over there in Dubai, and he's got the number 154th player in the world standing in his way at the moment, one shot ahead of him. And he's, of course, the number 3 player in the world. So
right.
I do like his chances at the moment, by the way.
Yeah. Antoine Rosner.
Rosner,
9
yeah.
under par. Yeah, Rosner. And then you've got Rory at 8, along with Tyrrell Hatton, Joaquin Niemann at 7. Rasmus Højgaard at 6, along with Jesper Svensson and Shane Lowry. Also, Keita Nakajima at 6 under par. So Tommy Fleetwood at five, Robert McIntyre, who won on the PGA Tour this year, he's at four. Adam Scott is playing this week. He's also at four under par. So
see, Billy Horschel's in there at three.
Yeah. Billy Ho Ho.
Billy Ho is a closet Euro. Let's just be honest. So that
he
guy
is. Yeah.
Minwoo Lee's playing.
Yep.
Justin Rose. A lot of good players in this event over there.
Yeah,
in Dubai.
This is DP World Tour Championship. Yeah. Yep. Mm.
Okay.
Dubai.
Go Rory. We'll see what he does this weekend and see where that thing rises up. The other thing to take a look at is the year end. We've got two events left in this fall series on the PGA Tour. And again, massive implications here. You know, you're talking about players that are in Bermuda this week, and then they finish up at St. Simon's Island. This is your two events left to be inside the top 125 to keep your job on the PGA Tour or face, you know, limited playing opportunities or full-time on the Korn Ferry Tour. So there's some major monetary ramifications to this.
One of our good buddies who plays on the PGA Tour, two-time winner, Troy Merritt, he's needing to finish like inside the top eight in the next two events to be able to get into the top 125, maybe even better, top fives. So Troy is currently tied for seventh after two rounds. He shot 3 under par the first round and 4 under par the second round. 10 under par is leading, so he's clipping right along. He needs to have a great weekend this weekend. But you know what? We'll solve it all if he just goes out and wins the golf tournament.
That would be something.
That's so cool, because he's been frustrated all year.
It's been tough. I mean, it's
– yeah.
I will say this about Troy. I mean, he played basketball, and he's an athlete. He's a competitor. And I don't think – you don't get out to that level and spend 13 years on the PGA Tour if you're not. But, you know, look, his back's against the wall a little bit.
Yeah.
You think about after 13 years going back to the Korn Ferry Tour, playing for pennies on the dollar –
yeah. And conditional status on the PGA Tour.
He's a two-time winner.
He's a past champion.
Yep.
And then can play Korn Ferry Tour as much as he wants. So
looking at that 125, other than Troy, Joel Dahman currently sitting at 125. This is projected.
Yeah.
Zach Blair at 123. Couple other notable. Michael Kim looks good. He's sitting there at 118. Joe Highsmith, 117. So, yeah, there's some of those guys. And then behind him, Dylan Wu's at 126, and I don't think he's playing this week. Daniel Berger's at 127 projected. Ooh. He was at 124 coming into the week. Henrik Norlander was 122. He's now projected 128. Wes Bryan, 128 coming in, 129 projected. Pearson Cootie's up from 132 to 130. So, you know, like there's a lot of guys that are just, you know.
And a lot of movement, man.
Yeah, that are battling right there, huh?
Yep, yep.
So, I mean, you talk about Troy, he's projected to jump from 156 to 146, 10 spots. Ryan Moore's 9 spots. Rafael Campos, 7 spots. Those are the biggest movers right now. Lanto Griffin is actually projected to go up 15 spots. From 168 to 153. So if you can get inside the one top 150, there's at least your conditional status, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
that's also a big one. Martin Laird currently sitting at 151. Eric Barnes at 150. So yeah, there's some players that are kind of on that little bubble right there that, you know, yeah, being outside the 125 stinks. Being outside the 150 is, that's no good.
Yeah, that's right.
So
relegation.
Yeah, so this that's kind of what it is, isn't it? So this this FedEx Cup fall finishes up there, Bermuda, and then they're at St. Simon's Island, Georgia, coming up next week, and then that'll wrap things up. And then you got Tiger's event that'll be played in December over in the Bahamas.
Grant Thornton also.
That's right. That's right. The combo event. That was a great. I love that they're going to continue that. That they're going to keep that one going. Yeah. I really enjoyed that one.
Tony's playing with Nelly. Finau and Nelly Korda.
What did they call that? Finelli? Wasn't that
Finelli.
Team Finelli?
Finelli.
I think that was Team Finelli, if I remember right.
Oh.
which is perfect.
It's just silly season then, baby.
Yeah, but that's about it. It's not much. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you go, you're in Hawaii and you've got this, what is it? I was going to say what's Kapalua these days? Century.
Yeah. Century.
Tournament of Champions. Well, not Tournament of Champions anymore because it's everybody that's in there. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. So that's what's going on there. Global Golf Post article by Jeff Babineaux, who joined us in hour number one. Caitlin Clark playing. And she, by the way, she was joking about being a professional golfer. According to Jeff, she's about a 16 handicap. She plays about once a week, and that's about it. But she did tee it up in the Pro-Am, and she hit it into some people. And again, everything ended up being okay, and she went on to play, and the next one was fine. She immediately reloaded, which was kind of funny. That's what you do when you're 16 handicap and getting into the game, right? Give me another one. But
you might do that when you're out playing with your buddies too. Yeah. I gotta hit it better than that. Come on, drop it down.
Provisional.
Yeah.
There's some guys that are pretty quick. It's like a Pez dispenser, how quickly that ball comes out of the pocket.
They got a ball in their pocket, and they're ready to go.
Oh, it's like. It's like you watch the shot and you look back down, there's the ball on the ground like it never left. Just that quick. Yeah. Boom.
Yep. And he doesn't even finish watching the shot.
No, he knows as soon as he hits out. Yep. Ball's down. Pez dispenser guy. That's definitely a thing. So all that conversation coming out of the ladies playing this week. Next week, it's the CME Group Tour Championship. Also there in Naples, they're playing at Tiburon. And last year, it was Amy Yang, who with $2 million for first place on the line, shot a final round 66. She went 68, 63, 64, 66 to win by three shots over Allison Lee and Nasa Hataoka. $2 million.
You like saying that word.
Well, I like
that lady's name,
yeah,
Nasa Hataoka.
I do like to say it. It's fun to say, and she's a great player. $445,000 was split between tied for second, first place, $2 million. So that's a big one. I love that. These ladies are playing for some nice chunk of change, and we'll see how that all shakes out coming up next week on the LPGA Tour. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, expected to be joined by Derek Fox, Impact Golf. We'll do a little golf instruction and getting your game sharp in the offseason. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. And time to talk some swing and get your game ready in the offseason with a good friend from Impact Golf Center. Derek Fox joins us right now. Derek, how's it going, man?
Going good, buddy. How are you?
We're doing good. Happy holidays, and we appreciate you being, you know, with us. You know, we're just talking how it's near the end of the season, starting into the off season for a lot of us in the cold weather climates, and so we wish we had the weather to get out and the daylight. That said, what can we do indoors to get our game ready for spring?
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons I started Impact was just how I changed my practice. I started to be a little more focused. On using technology to help me kind of work on the mechanics of my swing, which is a really good thing to do in the off season. You know, during tournament season or playing season, sometimes when you get working too hard on your mechanics, it gets frustrating because you're playing a lot. But when you're just, hey, I got 6 months now to really grind before May, you can really get on the track bands, get on the cameras, you know, really get with your coaches and find out, you got to learn where the positions need to be. A lot of us do too much work on fields, but really fields change every day. So you really got to start understanding and learning where the exact positions are, which is where the cameras and the, you know, at Impact, you know, we've definitely become more of a training studio. I got people in here all day looking at, you know, doing drills, grinding positions. You know, we talk a lot here. Tiger used to talk about his six steps where, yeah, you got to understand what you're trying to do and why is step one. You got to make it look right. That's step two. You got to make it the feel match the look is three. You got to be able to take it to a course is four. You got to be able to take it to the range is four, to the course is five, and the tournament is six. Mm. So, you know, when you get to winter, we've got to get through steps one through three before you can even get to four. And a lot of times when you're in playing season, you're so worried about four, five, and six that you just skip over one, two, and three. So,
you know,
it's a good time of year. Yeah.
You know, it used to be that when you wanted to make swing changes, a lot of times it didn't take effect until you had kind of grooved it in. And, you know, sometimes a year, 16, 18 months, something like that. How has technology changed that?
Oh, you can be so much quicker if you do it right. I don't know if you guys have probably talked about it or seen what, you know, Rory's making some, not major tweaks, but, you know, when you're the number two player in the world, any tweak's a major tweak. But, you know, he talked about for the last 3-4 weeks, he's been locked in a blank studio, no track man, no screen, just video. So that he didn't let the ball fly and affect what he was trying to change. Because your body will learn to hit the ball with the new changes. But what happens, and what I've seen as a coach and owning an indoor facility, is we let the ball flight dictate too much whether we're making the right move or not, instead of making the right move and then learning how the timing changes, all that stuff changes, and the ball flight comes. You know, I tell my students all the time, if you build it, it will come. But most of the time, you know, I ask people all the time, would you be willing to shank 1,000 shots in a row to get this piece down the way it needs to be a plus handicap? And they're like, oh, yeah, I would do that. And I'm like, no, you lost 2 shanks and then you're done. You're trying to fix a shank instead of, you know. And so having the video and the technology has definitely sped it up. it requires fewer balls. Michelle, we just actually came out with an article talking about how she wishes she had access to this technology because her career would have been extended because you wouldn't have had to hit the amount of balls because your quality of practice can be much better and accomplish stuff much quicker than it having to be a quantity play. I mean, when me and you were younger playing on the tours, we'd hit 1,000 balls a day trying to make changes. Yeah. And now you can really use mirror work. You know, mirror work's great, and video and TrackMan numbers. You know, it's amazing to see what's happened to my students since they've learned to practice right. And even in the summers, I say, look, in the summers you go into maintenance mode, but you should still be in here a couple times a week, like just checking, making sure your position, okay, it looks right. This is what it feels like. Okay, good. Let's go play and trust it.
Derek Fox, Impact Golf, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. You know, I was on a TrackMan recently. It's actually down at Black Desert inside the 20th hole. They have some they have five hitting bays in there. And I hadn't seen the TrackMan. I know I've seen video when I'm working with you, but I hadn't seen the TrackMan setup where it showed impact video. And it's just a little portion on the screen that showed the club head, you know, maybe 5 or 6 inches before impact to like a couple inches after impact. And that, I mean, to me, it still blows my mind that the cameras can pick that up. It's one thing to see the ball flight up there. It's like digital. There's data. There's numbers. But to see a little bit of video, to me, that's really huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's where I think all the tech, I mean, I was one of the original indoor studios, probably in the country. But, you know, just to see where the technology has come from where I started to where it is now, and you know, the different things like that they're adding that just, you know, what it really does is it gives you guys feedback. It gives you guys understanding, you know, which goes back to what I just talked about with what Tiger said is understanding is the first piece. So you can feel what you think you feel all you want, but the technology gives you the understanding to go, okay, yeah, my toe's flipping over too much there. I gotta learn to rotate and hold a little more, or maybe you are pulling through and holding. You got to learn to let the face go a little bit. So it's amazing what you can. Again, I think it just makes you practice way more efficiently. When I was at my peak at playing golf, I spent way more time on the golf course in the summer playing actual yep. golf, hitting actual targets. I spent way more time on the short game, and I literally didn't hit range balls for those 2 years that I was at my peak of my playing career. I would warm up, I would go to the golf course, I would chip and putt, and I would go to my dad's simulator for an hour, hour and a half every night and just do very focused practice. Whereas, you know, right out of college, I was hitting 1,500 balls a day just trying to groove something. And I always thought I was making progress because by the end of the session, I was striping it. But I just hit enough balls that I figured out when to flip it by the end of the session to like start hitting it good. But I really was never making the changes kind of grasp to where I could trust them in the tournament.
You know, my dad always said that same thing. He would much rather be out on the golf course, playing the golf course and learning the golf course, getting ready for competition than he would be just hitting under perfect situations on flat ground on a driving range and that kind of thing. How else, how can you improve your equipment, or what's some things you can do with your equipment during the off season?
I mean, I think the off season, a lot of people wait until, I think the fall is the best time to get fit personally, just being in this industry for 10 years. Cause most of us are coming off playing golf. You know, we're not taking an extended winter break. You know, a lot of my guys come out of a winter break and I'll get guys in March. So like, I haven't hit a ball in 5 weeks and they're wanting to get fit. And to me, it's a good time to get your, you know, you can get some deals now too. You get fit to great stuff. You've been swinging. And then you have the winter to get used to the changes. You know, every time I do a fitting, a lot of time there are little changes that it does take a little bit of a learning curve from what you were used to swinging to what we put you in. And so I'm a big fan of getting fit this time of year. And then you've got kind of the winter to work with the right arrows. You know, some of you guys may be working on the wrong thing. You know, you're trying to get the ball up in the air. So you start doing things with your swing because you've decided you want to hit it higher. Well, maybe that's just the shaft change. You know, maybe that's just a loft change. Maybe, you know, that's something that you can do in the equipment that's not necessarily a becomes a swing flaw down the road, you know? So it's definitely always worth getting your clubs and equipment looked at.
Derek, thanks so much for spending the time. It is an exciting time in the off season to shift gears a little bit, focus on some indoor stuff. And you guys do a great job there at Impact Golf. Where's the best place they can find you online?
ImpactGolfCenter.com. And then if you want to book an appointment, you can just call us directly at 801-987-8934.
All right, there you go. Derek Fox, Impact Golf. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything you do.
Yep, appreciate it. Derek Fox, Impact Golf Center. Check it out, ImpactGolfCenter.com. Stay tuned. Caddy joins us next. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore,
Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now get yours with a $1 any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and it's time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is. The Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, Caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. He's out in Naples, Florida, getting the books ready for upcoming events. Caddy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know what they say down in Florida? It's not the heat, it's the humility.
Oh, is it?
No, it's nice. You know, when you come from the West, you forget. I grew up in the East, and I grew up in a place known as the swamp. Anyway, I'm used to the humidity, but I really got to tell you, I like the dry air, but it's beautiful down here. The afternoons and nights are so nice. You got the breeze blowing. It's just, you know, it makes you feel like you're in some kind of an island music video or something for real.
Mm.
Nice. I keep looking for
Miami.
Can't beat
the seafood, huh?
The seafood's good down here. Oh, yeah. It's good. Although I did have a little bit of a discussion with some people in Miami. You know, they like the stone crabs, and I'm like, yeah, backfin crab meat, Maryland. That's the best. Yep. I'm putting lobster number two. I'm putting stone crab number three. Oh, I better run from Florida right now. They're going to come after me.
Mm. Okay. Well, if you happen to be in Fort Lauderdale, right across the street from the, the Marriott, some sort of Fairfield or something like that. There's a place called Coconuts, and it is really good. I think I sent you guys some pictures from when I was there a couple weeks ago.
That's nuts.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, so tell us about Tiburon.
I caddied many, many times here, and I tell you what, it's unchanged. It's one of the few courses I've been around that it's the same old, and it's kind of interesting. It's a Greg Norman design. I'm pretty sure, isn't it? Yeah, it's like a Norman design.
Yeah.
And it has the sod face bunkers. It's sort of like he tried to kind of do a little Aussie sandbelt stuff here. So it's kind of unique looking. But it's a fun course to play. You can make lots and lots of birdies, and it was always a great way to end the season. So the Grant Thornton coming up, the guys and the gals teeing it up together.
I actually really like that event.
Yeah. Typical Florida type golf course. Not a lot of elevation change and stuff.
No elevation change.
Okay.
It's very full. Very, 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 very flat. But distinctive 9 and 18 parallel each other, so you could kind of say, but they're not really the same hole at all. It's a nice variation. Every hole is quite different than the others. And they've got a lot of the firm, sandy areas that you can play off of with no problem. If you miss that wide, if you miss it real wide and you go on the stuff, you're going to get behind a palm. You can get in a palmetto bush and forget about it. You don't want to go in the trees, but it's wide enough between them to be fun.
Nice. All Bermuda grass.
That's all they got down here in South Florida.
Yep.
They ain't nothing else.
Caddy's on one. Hey, Caddy. All right. So I've been anxious the whole show to get to you because did you see the Caitlin Clark tee shot that she shanked into the crowd that was watching her in the Pro-Am at the Annika this week?
That's like the reverse view of the famous one from the LPGA tour event, and it's a Pro-Am, where someone fires one the same way, except it goes waist high into the crowd. And the amateur who hit the shot did it twice, and then you hear someone in the crowd yelling back, "Somebody make her stop!" That was Caitlin. I mean, she's a good golfer and obviously a spectacular athlete. And you know what it is? I mean, you know how nervous she was on that swing, right? You know she was nervous, out of her element, surrounding the tee, and she does that. Remember Tom Brady's top at Pebble Beach off the first tee?
Oh, no, tell us.
The ball, look over. Oh, yeah, we'll just look on the gram. It's all over. That would travel to about 6 feet total, start to finish. Caitlin got a little more club head on it, but not a whole lot more. And luckily it flew over everybody's head, but that what a camera view that was. I mean, right at you, right? It was like Max Homa's shot at the Players' Championship. Remember that one? 14?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh my goodness. You got to see that one. That's the scariest one I've seen on tour. He hits a bullet. He's in the trees. He's trying to just miss this palm tree up about 50 yards ahead. Everybody's doing the lean out in front of you. I want to die spectator thing we're so used to and we don't understand it all. And he drills it right at this dude's head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hit the tree just short of hitting him in the head. Yeah.
Told you what I used to yell when my player hit it. When we had to clear the crowd out, it wouldn't clear out. I'd yell up at him and I'd go, "We're not here because we know where it's going." That would get him to move.
That's what Bob and I have been talking about. What is this? What is the lean in? I mean, even the best players in the world, you're definitely taking a risk. You're looking down the barrel of guys that can deliver that ball at nearly 200 miles an hour, you know, coming at you. You do not want to make that to make contact with you, and then let alone an amateur. And regardless of how athletic they are, man, this is not their element. I'd be standing way back.
You are not. I got a newsflash for you. You are not getting out of the way of a golf ball if it's coming at you. There's nobody who can move that fast.
Oh yeah.
Nobody. I don't even know a politician who can move that fast. Ooh. It's like you cannot get out of the way. Yeah.
So, Caddy, besides those few stories that you just told us, any other good ones that you know of? You've told us about Montana before, but others?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm working for my man at Firestone 1 year, and he fires one way off to the right, and we get up there. And it's hit this 15-year-old kid in the forehead, and he's laying on the ground, blood everywhere.
Oh.
And it's like, whoa. But he gets up, you know, and he's a little bit shaky, and he's okay, though, we think. Anyway, on the next tee, my player, it's par three. He tees it up, and he picks it up, and he throws the ball back at me. I think we were playing with Kenny Perry. And he says, "Give me a new ball. That one's got blood on it."
Wait a minute.
When you went there, I was going, "Hey, will you wipe the blood off that for me?"
I mean,
you didn't clean it off before he putted?
He shot. He gave the ball to the kid.
Oh,
he was joking. He shot 66 and was hitting. You know, you can hit some opposite fairways.
You know, for everybody that's thoroughs, I like this Firestone Country Club because I can go at an age I scare the 50, 60 yards. I'm feeling a fairway. No, it's very good.
So, yeah, that's the thing about Firestone. You get the back and forth. But it really shook him up. And I was proud of him to come up with that line on kind of get back into the mental state of being an assassin that you need to be to play this game.
Well, an assassin.
His wife had a great line. He came out of the scoring tent and she's standing there with her hands on her hips. And she says to him, "Where were you? What were you aiming at today?" It's one of the best lines I've ever heard uttered to him. "What were you aiming at today?"
That was
awesome. Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
I don't understand it. Bob and I were reminiscing about the year, gosh, it would have been like early 2000s when Sam Snead hit his final ceremonial tee shot at Augusta and he drilled a spectator right in the glasses, like 40 Double. Yards off the tee. Yeah, that wasn't good.
No. So I think, have I told the one from the Harmon, was it Claude Harmon at Oak Hill? I believe it was Claude Jr. at Oak Hill. It was either Dick or Claude. I apologize for my memory being foggy. But he got in the PGA. I think, have I told this one about the par three with Curtis and Jay Haas in the practice round?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He's the head pro at Oak Hill. So he gets in the PGA. And he's really nervous. And Jay Haas and Curtis are like, "Come on, let's play a practice round." So, of course, yeah. If you don't want to be nervous, go out with the number one player in the world in their gallery, right? Anyway, they get to the par three, the sixth hole, the famous one that everybody aced that one day. Remember four aces in the first round? That hole. And he just fires one off the hosel, six iron, right into a spectator's gut. Boom, right there on the tee box. The guy goes down. He's feeling terrible. He hands him his card. He says, "Hey, buddy, listen, I'm the head pro here. Go in the shop and tell him it's on me. It's on me." Anyway, he finishes the round. He goes in there. And he says to whoever's working the shop, "Hey, did a guy come in and get, you know, a couple shirts or something? I hit him with a ball on the sixth hole." And they go, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, he came in here." And he's like, "What'd he take?" And he's like, "About six shirts, three dozen balls, pair of shoes, putter." The guy just cleaned him out. Just cleaned him out. You talking to me? You be with a ball? Fuck him. You don't do that to me. Anyway,
tell him it's on me.
It's on me. Clean him out. Clean him out.
Give him a blank check. Yeah, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Caddy, before we let you go, there's a little discussion on Ryder Cup and pay to play or paid to play. Rory's saying, you know, "Hey, look, I'd pay to play in this Ryder Cup." Some of the Americans talking about, you know, getting maybe $400,000 a player to compete in the Ryder Cup. Where do you stand on this one?
I believe that the performers in the circus should be paid, not only paid, but should be paid a percentage of the revenues or profits. What's the argument for not paying them? They're professional golfers. They're coming to entertain. The event is making a lot of money.
Why for team and country.
Okay, who should get paid? If you donate all the profits to charity, different story. I'm cool with that. But if someone's making a profit on this and keeping the money, why shouldn't they be part of it? They should just work for free? That's all cool? Oh, let me just enrich somebody else and I don't get paid? Oh, yeah, just do it for your country. No. I like the spirit of it, where I do it for nothing. If you do it for nothing, then don't charge anything. Let the spectators come in for free.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's
800-788-1495. Okay. I totally respect what you're saying there, and I don't necessarily disagree. I just don't like that it's an emphasis. I like to think that the players that came before them, just, you know, the greats, you know, the Caspers and the Palmers and the Nicklauses and, you know, these guys, they all came and they played, and because they just loved to be a part of it. And now it's like, well, that's not good enough. I need to be paid a lot of money. And to be fair, the I'm sure this event makes a lot more money than it once did. I just, like I said, I told Bob, I'm not opposed to the guys getting paid something, but maybe an idea is, hey, if you win, you get paid. If you don't, well, then you pay the other guys.
Now you're talking. Winner take all, not just the victory in the cup, but the cheese. I like the winner. I love this. I love it.
I mean, that's players. What we all do every week at the club, right? I mean, we're all playing.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And talk about motivation.
Let's go. I love the winner take
all. Look, here's the bottom line, though, which is a big difference. So, anyway. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm talking about because I've never actually ever had a personal conversation about this with any player. I'm just conjecturing like what would be in my brain and what I think. I really don't know. I don't know anybody in the 30 whatever years I've been doing this. I'm not aware of any player who's like, man, I hope I don't get picked for the Ryder Cup team. I mean, you know. How many six-year-olds do you know who are like, ah, boy, I hope Christmas is over fast. I really hope I don't get a present.
Yeah,
That it's such a special event. So
Dave Stockton tells the story.
Everybody.
Dave Stockton tells the story of my mom and dad sitting there and standing next to he and his wife and everything, and they play the national anthem, and everybody's bawling. They're crying. They got tears running down their face because of the...
I know, the anthem. The national anthem just gets you, though, all the time, doesn't it? I mean, it's I can't watch it without some emotion coming up. And remember Scottie Scheffler at the Ryder Cup on the podium, right? He couldn't handle it.
At the Olympics.
At the Olympics, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the Olympics of Paris, right?
Yep.
I mean, or Italy. What am I saying? Anyway.
Paris.
Yeah, we got you.
It's the humidity. It's the humidity. But you know what I mean. He was breaking up with the national anthem with the emotion, and that's what happens, which is really cool. It's great to see it. Anyway.
And you're saying that doesn't get diminished if they get paid to participate. I'm with you. Hey, we're out of time, unfortunately. But great stuff as always. Enjoy Naples, and we will talk to you next week from Jamaica, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the caddy right here. Hey, thanks to everybody who joined us. It's been a great show. We've enjoyed visiting with you. Again, we will talk to you from Jamaica next week on Real Golf Radio. For Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. And join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.